Ann Scheiber. She's on the other end of our line. She's with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Ann, how are you?
Good morning.
I'm not going to call you any names this morning. How about that?
Oh, wow. That'll be nice. Nice change.
You co-author an interesting piece, and it's in the latest edition of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy's website. They put out some interesting articles there. The Michigan GOP Senate blocks legislation that would end illegal unionization. Talk about this piece, Ann.
Well, we have several things. There's also a video that we produce that's posted on our website and on Breitbart.com, and it profiles a family, which is one of thousands who are having union dues deducted from Medicaid checks to take care of their developmentally disabled children. This has been going on for several years, and it's the Service Employees International Union, which has been involved in this scheme. It's been going on for several years, and they have taken, in essence, $28 million in dues from these people and counting. It continues because the Senate, there is a bill to stop this, and it's languishing in the state Senate.
Who authored that bill?
Well, it originated in the House. It's House House Bill 4003 by Representative Ofsamer, and it passed the House, and it's now in the Senate, and it seems to be going nowhere. And until some action takes place on it, these dues will continue to be deducted. Now, you know, we profiled this family, the Haynes, who are in Macomb Township, and they have two children and get checks. They have decided to care for their children, they have always, their children are in their 30s. They've taken care of them for their lives, and they receive these Medicaid checks and to help cover the care of that expense. And they get two checks a month for each child, and the amount doesn't seem like a large amount. It's $15 for each child from each check. The Haynes calculate that they have given probably $2,000 to this union. But what's so appalling about this is that, first of all, they didn't even know they were in a union until they noticed this deduction from these checks, and it just says simply union dues. And when they questioned it, they found out, yes, somehow that they were roped into this union through an entity that was created in 2004 called the MQC3. And ostensibly, this entity was created as an effort to try to employ all these people receiving checks, and they came into an agreement with the SEIU to be members of this union. The union was certified in 2006, and now there's some debate over now who the actual employer is, but MQC3 makes two arguments. They claim that these people were public employees and that they were working under this employer. And those are, to unionize, you have to have a common entity, an employer. So they created this company, this entity, so that they could categorize all these people and somehow unionize them. What's surprising here is because nobody really quite knows. Now, the MQC3 is no longer being funded by the state. The state started funding the agency in 2006. They got about $6 million in taxpayer dollars, ostensibly to train home health providers and to create a registry. Well, after all that money and that time, there are about 900 people on this registry. They have some presence in the form of a website, and they have an answering machine taking calls but saying they're not going to be calling anybody back. This agency is getting no funding. It ended a year ago, and the dues continue to be extracted from these paychecks, and nobody can explain why.
How can this happen?
Well, a lot of people are wondering, and it's pretty outrageous, actually, when you consider the the effort and the care that people like the Haynes have to put in to take care of their kids. I mean, they're not getting a lot of money to do what is a 24/7 job. If they had not been there, their children would probably be institutionalized in some way. And it's a very welcome setup for a lot of families. They prefer to take care of their relatives because they feel that that's the best care they can get. And it works out for the state, too, because we don't have a lot of facilities to take care of these people. But their children are like toddlers, and they require constant care. They don't walk. They don't talk.
All right. And you know that many people consider the Mackinac Center for Public Policy to be to the right, to be very conservative, to be Republican, if you will, and that you wrote this in an effort to perhaps slam unions when you proposed the question in your article, how did the Haynes's become union members? The improbable answer begins with the Granholm administration. So I'm sure you know that that's going to come up.
Well, we are a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, and we're not slamming one party or the other because both were involved. Now we have the Senate Republicans who are refusing to take action on this, like their comrades in the state house, Republicans. And it's not that the Haynes, for example, had no bone to pick with the unions. Mr. Haynes, Rob Haynes, was a Detroit police officer for nearly 30 years and was a member of a union and is not against unions. He says they have their place, but not when it involves their children.
Well, Anne, we're running short on time here. I tell you what, tomorrow we're going to explore this this article more. It's a well-written piece. As a matter of fact, we've reached out to State Senator Opsomer. We'll have him on the program. But good reporting, something you bring up, and I hope other people will follow our lead from your lead to explore this more. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having me.